Welcome back. NRL Crunch Time. We're doing it all thanks to Azito. Great sponsors of the show all year. So a big thank you to Azito. The power tools, of course, that are German designed in quality and innovation, powering DIYers all day, every day. Now, we will get to Brad Fittler and his decision to withdraw his candidacy for the New South Wales coaching job. Just before we get to that, Spanky, happy grand final day to you, Spanky. Not the biggest deal in the world, chaps, but it would be great to have some logos and painted in goals on the field. It just gave the game a unique grand final look. We don't do pageantry as well as those coffee-swilling scarf wearers. I'm presuming you mean the AFL or the NRL. I don't know who he's the Rugby Australia. I don't know who you're having a go at there.
Did you guys watch yesterday?
I was at the races, so I was watching intermittently. It looked like an incredible game.
It was a good grand final.
We've got to come up with a big grand final now in the NRL. Because I spoke to my father-in-law this morning, so that's the best game of AFL I've ever seen.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And they've put it on the biggest stage.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Collingwood GWS prelim from last week was as good as it gets. One-point game.
No, they've done well. I think our grand final will 100% live up to it with the competitives. Yeah. Both teams, you know, you look at the markets, generally that gives you good indication. I think the markets are correct. These are the two best teams in the competition, and I think this grand final will live up to it. And South Sydney off to a good start in the state championships, Jimmy.
Dean Hawkins was player of the match last week. He got a try assist off a boot on this one. Tyrone Munro, I think it is, that scores the try. There's a lot of people talking about who should be the fullback for the South Sydney Rabbitohs next year and whether it's Latrell or do you move Latrell to the centres and can Jack Whiten play fullback. Do not discount Tyrone Munro, who is an out-and-out fullback, has played fullback his entire career. So one to look at there. Let's have a listen to Brad Fittler today. Audio courtesy of Channel 9. When asked about what on earth is going on with this New South Wales coaching position.
From the coaching point of view, I think they'll find another coach. The fact is I lost the last two series. So, you know, with that and coaching comes the pressure and to pick other coaches and but at the end of the day, there was a job on offer and it just didn't fit me. They've sort of changed their protocols and what their coach is going to look like from a point of view of how long and their contract's going to be a five-month contract, I believe. That's what they told me. So, you know, I think they're trying to open the door maybe to a club coach, possibly taking the reins. But, you know, that'll be up to them. They'll be sitting there and working out what they think's best for the organisation and the team.
Yeah, Jimmy, we had a chat about this on the picks on Thursday night, and this is what I assumed. I assumed that maybe they were not confident enough to offer Brad Fittler any security plus past the 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And I think let's start with that. Do you think that's reasonable?
Yes.
Yeah. When would the 5 months be from two?
Well, it's got to be to, you know, 12 o'clock midnight on the third Origin game. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know, mid-February?
Yeah. So it goes back to the selection process or when you start selecting the squads or start putting together a team or a fair idea.
Kick off of NRL to end of Origin or something like that.
To me, that sounds really cute about getting to a decision that you want. Right. And if you want an existing NRL coach to be your coach, just say it.
Yeah.
Like, don't go, oh, it's a five-month deal. Don't change the terms of that. The big thing was Freddie was only offered 1 year and he was only offered a certain amount of money, which was much less than he was previously being paid. So I understand why he pulls out. Personally, I also would have thought, you know what? Give me 1 year and if I win it, you got to sign me up for three. Because if Latrell plays and Tommy T plays and things just happen your way instead of against you, you win that series. You win. You win the 2023 State of Origin series.
Yeah, that's an issue. I haven't thought about that before. I would have been in the same position. If I was in charge of making those decisions, that's what I would have done with regards to Freddie. Give him, all right, look, for me anyway, there was no clear candidates of who was going to take over.
Yep.
I know maybe internally they have a candidate they're really confident of.
Very good point.
Because you do not make this decision or give Freddie a five-month window to perform next year and then maybe we'll see what happens after that, unless you for sure have in mind who you'd want. And it sounds like Freddie knows. It sounds
doesn't
like it? When you start mentioning club coaches straight away,
yes.
And the names that have been twirling around seem to be that there's good mail that, you know, Sticky's the top candidate for the job. But again, that could be all rumors, but you'd like to think that maybe Freddie's got an inside Yeah, well, some inside info about who it could be, missile.
Andrew Johns came out and said Sticky's $1.10 to get the job. Yeah. So if Joey's saying that, he's in and around the camp.
Yep.
He's heard something.
Yeah.
I was thinking they were going to go towards Bellamy, but Ricky's style of coaching, I guess, for a short period, probably flies.
Concerted media push from News Limited and his mates there, Phil Rothfield, etc. But that's all anticipated. I don't think an NRL coach should do it. If I'm Don Ferner and the Raiders, I'm going, what? You're doing what? Mate, that's an eight weeks. They're saying actually a condensed version, it's 5 months. That's how much energy you have to put in it. But let's say it's just 8 weeks. What happens if the Canberra Raiders, let's presume they have two buys in there, but 1-5 in that period? Like, that could be disastrous. Now, the fallback is Michael Maguire takes over at the Canberra Raiders. So I'm not sure whether that's been discussed or not at Canberra's level. The other point was Ricky Stewart, the coach, and Craig Bellamy, his assistant. Sorry. Craig Bellamy is not there to assist anyone, let alone Ricky Stewart.
They have a pretty crazy rivalry, those two, as well, don't they?
Rivalry and friendship.
Yeah,
friendship/rivalry. Yeah.
Raiders always get up for a Melbourne game. Yeah. And yeah, so it'd be a strange...
What
co-coaches? Is what that a thing?
Not at Origin level previously. What it does say is that Queensland, who on the very same day announced that Billy Slater was going around for 3 years, are just in a blessed position. And I'm not saying it's an accident. Like, it's probably deliberate. And you get a guy like Billy Slater.
Still don't know how this has happened.
So meticulous.
We were in
his
a dynasty. We're in a dynasty.
What happened?
I was sure of it.
Yeah, we did. We did. Anyway,
shout out Queensland listeners.
Give us your thoughts. 9-9. Freddie's record. 9-9. Mm. It's the problem is he's lost two and the market said he should have won both of them. That's the problem for Brad. And the other thing, to the eye, as rugby league people, we looked at things and thought, why did that happen?
Yeah. He should have at least won 4 from 6.
4 from 6, I think, would have been fair.
Yeah, that's a flaw. And because he was 50-50, I think that's cost him.
1-300-01-1170-0457-736-736. Throw up another option if you think they could be coaching New South Wales. Crunch time, all thanks to Azito. Before the break, let's get to the latest betting odds. We do that with Dabble.
It's time to